I retrace my route through the abandoned executive mansion. It was 12:30 p.m. Back in the West Wing, I discovered that Gary Bresnahan had been right. No one was able to get to the Treasury video conferencing site. I grabbed Paul Kurtz. He and I had spent 2 days literally crawling around Wall Street a few weeks before. We had gone on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, but we'd also gone through the tunnels carrying fiber optic cable to the Verizon and AT&T switches. We had identified several buildings that, were they taken out, would disconnect Wall Street from the world. Paul, get Treasury, get the Fed, activate the national communications system. We have to make sure the markets can close their books, and we're going to have to protect the comm centers and SIAC. SIAC is the Securities Industry Automation Corporation, the mainframes, fiber, and data backup that make the American and New York stock exchanges work. Kurtz and I had been in their computer rooms. The national communications system was yet another Cold War relic, housed in the Department of Defense but working for the White House. The national communications system was mandated to ensure that critical telephony and data flowed even under attack. In their Arlington Center, all the major telephone companies sat together around the table. Kurtz called the manager there, Brent Green, and said, "Tell them all they need to support Verizon." A Verizon switching center for Wall Street was next to the World Trade Center, and we could see from the television coverage that the building, filled with routers and switchers, was punctured. Kurtz reached out for the market makers. In 1993, when the World Trade Center was bombed, President Clinton was called directly by Wall Street firm CEOs who had been prevented from re-entering the towers. Unable to close their transaction accounts for the day, billions of dollars were up in the air, unassigned. That day, 8 years earlier, at the president's direction, I had called the fire commissioner and got an agreement to let key staffers back into the towers. That wasn't an option now. Both towers had dropped. Kurtz called the people on Wall Street we had met earlier in the year. He learned that they had off-site backup and had avoided the 1993 problem. He also learned that it would be hard to reopen the markets because of the infrastructure damage. I walked back into the video conferencing center and took the chair. FEMA, go. The Federal Emergency Management Agency was responsible for disasters, and there had never been one as big as this. Mike Brown, the deputy director, appeared on screen. "The mayor has called for evacuation of Manhattan south of Canal Street," he said. "Governor Pataki has called up the National Guard. We have 8 FEMA-sponsored teams en route to Manhattan, and 4 rolling to Arlington. Both New York and D.C. have declared a state of emergency." "How many dead?" I asked. "They have no idea. Thousands," he said, shaking his head.